Today is the best day in the history of ever, so let's talk about working on weekends. My name is Alex Red, and my life is nothing but an experiment. It's Saturday night as I record this, so I guess the answer to the question, do I work on weekends, is pretty clear. But I already had a first glass of wine while writing the script for this podcast, and I hopefully can get it done before the bottle is empty. Otherwise, the result might be questionable at best. I could come up with two scenarios for working on weekends. The first one is, you're working the weekend shift or you work on weekends sometimes due to a project schedule, whatever else. Why would you do that? Well, you have to, you want to, or you just don't care. The number three is my door, actually. I don't care if it's Saturday, Sunday, or Wednesday. For me, it's all the same. That's why I end up sometimes in the parking lot of a supermarket and it's all closed, because I realize it's a Sunday, and in Germany on Sundays you can't really go shopping. So why would you pick the weekend shift or to work on weekends on your own terms? The atmosphere at work is different. Why is that? Because it's a different bunch of people working on weekends than work on normal work days. It's just a true fact. Another one is traffic, transportation. If you commute to work and back, if you don't have to do it to the rush hour, it's a major benefit. Even if you use the subway, it's less crowded and all that. Another one is money. If you do the same job on a weekend, you might get paid more, or you pay less tax for the same money you get as a gross income. Quick look at the social aspects here. If you have friends and they don't work on weekends, your inner circle of friends will most likely change quite a bit, at least the ones you frequently meet, because they meet and go out and go for trips on weekends and you work on weekends. So you have to find a new bunch of friends to hang out with, and that shouldn't be too hard. Just go out there, for example, go jogging on a Monday morning, 10 o'clock or something. The people you meet out there, they're like you. They have a different schedule. They live a different life. And they're easy to connect because, just like you, they most likely feel a bit left out from the big crowd. So they're super happy if you approach them and you have a quick chat. And I'm pretty sure you will meet awesome, interesting people if you just go out there while everybody else is in the office. Because it's a small, fine group of people who live a different schedule. The other scenario why you would work on a weekend is simply because you work 7 days a week. And here we have to look into, where's the borderline between being super passionate and being a workaholic? And if you ask myself, I have no funny clue. I'm still struggling to find the right mix or balance or the borderline between being passionate and being a workaholic. Since I do not have a family and I live on my own schedule, as I'm most of the time my own boss, I can just work a lot and nobody would give me a heads up like, hey, you just worked 5, 6, 7 days straight without a break, meaning 12 hours a day or more. And so I had to find a way to balance it and figure it out on myself, and we'll come to that in a second. But first, let's look into the groups of people who are very prone to work 7 days a week and become a workaholic. First group is freelancers, because they get paid by the hour. They try to do a lot of hours and bill a lot of hours. The moment you get paid by the hour, every hour you do something you cannot bill feels like a lost hour, like a lost opportunity to make money, if you have enough clients, obviously. And that is especially tricky for vacations. As a normal worker, you have a vacation time and then you book a trip and you pay $2,000 for a 2-week trip, for example, right? As a freelancer, your head works different. You say, well, if I go on a vacation for 2 weeks, I cannot bill my client for 2 weeks. I'm missing the opportunity of billing $4,000. And then I have to pay for the trip, which is additional $2,000. So if you fall into that trap, you think the vacation does cost you $6,000. $2,000 you pay, $4,000 you don't earn. Makes $6,000 in total. If your head works like that, you will never go on a vacation and you will burn out really quick. So be aware of that. Next group are entrepreneurs. If you're building a new company, it's really, really tough. And if you read a book or two or three, you know you have to go all in. You have to do your very best. And obviously you don't want to screw up, so you work as much as possible. You give your very best. And you skip everything else to make sure this works out, because most likely a lot of your own money is invested into this company you're building. But then again, if you do not recharge and you don't get any new impulses from outside because you don't take any time off, you will not be innovative, most likely not bring a good product or service to the market, or you will have a tricky relationship with your employees, because if you work 18 hours 7 days a week and they work 8 hours 5 days a week, in your eyes they just look like a lazy bunch of people because you work double hours and you're not in sync with the rest of your company. And no employee will give you the same hours you put in, because it's not their company. It's your baby, not theirs. You need to understand that you need to align with the other people so you can build a relationship with them and bond with them. That's my experience. I always struggled when I put in too many hours. I worked too hard. I alienated the rest of the team, even when I was not the boss or the entrepreneur, just worked in a project because I love to work hard. Next group are the executives. Keep in mind, if you can't manage yourself, you can't manage a company. If you work 24/7 or 12/7, you're obviously not good at delegating, you're a micromanager and you're not managing by working, and all this does not really qualify you as a good executive in a company. So question yourself, what are you doing? What are you delegating? How do you manage yourself and how do you manage the company? I actually know two managing directors who lost their position after they were in hospital for treatment for burnout. And when they came back, obviously they were not the sole owner of the company. They were forced out of the company. Even though, obviously, I don't know for sure, I would say the rest of the board said, well, if you can manage yourself, you can manage the company. Think about it. It's oversimplified, obviously, but think about this term. Another group, and that's the last one for now, is the young professionals. Obviously, when you're in the US and you've studied, you're probably deep in debt because you have to pay for your studies. And then you try your very best to get the good job, and then you want to over-deliver to get a promotion as fast as possible. Yeah, you want to go up the ladder like a rocket ship, so you put in every hour possible. But there are two things. First of all, it's not healthy. And second, you will lose your social life. Well, there's a third one, actually. If you go crazy, your boss might actually not like it. This is kind of a tricky thing, a tricky concept, I agree. And if it's a good boss, he should coach and teach you and tell you, dude, you're just overdoing it. It's too much. They know that this is not sustainable, but obviously there are managers out there who think, well, I use him like a tool. If he's burned out, I kick him out and I bring in the next young professional, no problem. So that might also show you what type of boss you have. Okay, let's go a bit deeper into the lessons learned and my recommendations. The core thing is you need to mix things up. To have a creative mind and an open mind, you cannot focus on one thing for too long. You need to do different things. By that, I don't mean different work type of things, but work and adventure and emotions and relationships and conversations about things that are not work-related. If you go all in, never do more than 4 weeks before you take a 2 or 3 day break. Breaks are important. And sometimes, obviously, if you have a company or a top project, you have to go 4 weeks all in. That's fine, but 4 weeks should be the absolute maximum where you stop and then you go for a 2 or 3 day break. What do I mean by a break? I don't mean you sleep for 2 days. I don't mean you watch TV for 2 days. I mean you engage in a different activity during your time off with other people. Myself, I did, what did I do as an example? When I was in that situation, I took 2 days off and jumped in the car with a friend of mine and we left Munich Friday afternoon and we went to Southern Europe. We were hitting like 3, 4, 5 countries. We drove 2,000 kilometers and we have seen so many things. We were in the mountains, we were at the beach, we checked out the countryside, hotels, wineries, everything. When I came back on Sunday night, it felt like I was away for a 1 week or even 2 week vacation. It was so densely packed, impressions, experiences, languages, countries, people. It was amazing. And after these 2 days, I was recharged and ready to roll on a Monday morning. Because what do you do normally when you go out on a normal vacation, a beach vacation? You're lying around, you read a book and you sleep and you watch people swimming in the sea or something like that. I would recommend you hunt experiences. Obviously, you need to rest, but this should happen while you're in your normal work cycle. You need to sleep at night and rest at night. You have to do this on a daily basis. Otherwise, you're not really productive and efficient at work. If you need your vacation to sleep and recharge your body and do some sports, you're already making a mistake. Okay, so you love what you're doing. That's fine. That's cool. I have this all the time. I'm very passionate when I start something I work on. So go all in. That's cool. But keep in mind, on a weekly basis, minimum, you have to engage in other activities, at least with your colleagues, and the minimum out of office. Like playing ping pong in the office with a colleague or playing with the Xbox in the office with a colleague is not engaging in another activity. If you have friends, partner, or family, dedicate one full day per week to them minimum. If you have to skip 1 week, make it 2 days the next week. Don't miss the opportunity of your lifetime because of this day. So if you have to meet an investor or be an exhibition show or whatever else to get this amazing deal or close a deal or get an investment, that's cool. Do it. It's no problem. But don't skip the day with your friends, family, 4 weeks in a row either. Because we're talking opportunity of your lifetime. If you show up 4 weeks in a row and you tell your partner or your kids, yeah, there's this opportunity of my lifetime. I have to do it. I will visit the next game you're doing or something like that. It's pretty simple. They will look in your face. Maybe they even smile or they say nothing. But what they think is, dude, you're fucking stupid. Opportunity of your lifetime, 4 times in a row in 4 weeks, you're fooling yourself. And they're right. You're fooling yourself. These once-in-a-lifetime opportunities don't show up on a regular basis. If you think so, I recommend you spend the day off, not with your family and your friends, but with yourself. Ask yourself, what are you doing, why are you doing it, and what are your priorities in life? There's a good chance that something is wrong here and you took a wrong path down the line before, and you got confused about a few things. So take your time, spend it with yourself. Find out what are you doing, why you're doing it, what are your priorities. Find your direction in life. And then make a plan and go back to work. Finally, a schedule is a schedule, a plan is a plan. Give your very best to stick to them, but don't let them ruin your life either. Ask me anything in the comments. If you have a story to tell, let's do an interview. To connect with me on LinkedIn, type alex.red in the address bar of your browser and hit the connect button after you've logged in. So, I'm asking you, do you work on weekends? Today is the best day in the history of ever, but it's also the first day of the rest of your life. Make it count and enjoy the ride.